Today I'm joined in the studio by Karen Sprake, who is a home help carer and has now just qualified as a Purple Angel. Welcome to the studio, Karen.
Good afternoon, Julie.
Now, could you explain to our listeners what a Purple Angel is, please?
Yes, certainly, Julie. The Purple Angel logo is the globally recognised sign for dementia. I'm actually an ostrich Purple Angel ambassador, which is a very long name for a simple job. Basically, I'm a volunteer who goes into the community to raise awareness surrounding dementia.
And how did you hear about ostrich Purple Angels?
Came across them via a Facebook page. I was researching for my website, Karen Cares, which is an online resource offering advice and information for anybody caring for an elderly person. Dementia is obviously one of the subjects I write about, and although I'm not an expert on dementia at all, so I was researching and came across a Facebook page, Dementia Awareness. Dementia Awareness is a Facebook page that's been set up by a local gentleman in Torbay called Norman McNamara. He has dementia himself and he's been using it as a springboard to raise awareness both at local levels and at government levels.
Okay, and could you give us a few facts about dementia?
Yeah, dementia is a disease of the brain. It is a cognitive disease that causes impairment, and as it progresses, the brain becomes less able to function correctly, causing initially short-term memory problems. Dementia is a brain disease. It's like having a heart disease. It is a disease. It's not a visible disease, so people may have dementia and you might not be aware that they've got it.
And it's also a bit of a taboo subject, isn't it?
Very much so. Until recently, very few people wanted to talk about dementia.
But I think it's something that needs to be talked about because we do have an ageing population here in East Devon.
We do, and not just in East Devon. The whole of the UK is living longer. There are currently 800,000 people living with a diagnosis of a dementia in the UK. That's set to hit 1 million by 2021. 17,000 of these people living with dementia are actually under 65, and one third of people over 95 years of age will have dementia.
And as a Purple Angel, how are you raising the awareness of the Purple Angel itself?
It's very easy, Julie. I literally just go into shops with my A3 poster. I ask the employers to get their staff to read the details on the poster, and when they have, just to display a window sticker, which is an A5 dementia awareness sticker with the logo of the Purple Angel on their shop window or door.
So that gives an instant visual to people that the shops are dementia friendly. Yeah. And dementia aware, and their staff know how to communicate with somebody who has dementia and assist in what they're doing or what they're buying.
Very much so.
As part of your research into dementia, what else are you currently working on?
Just recently, Julie, I've been very, very fortunate. People seem to like what I'm doing with Karen Cares, and I've got a few experts offering to write with me. One of these is a dementia specialist, and he's happy to offer me any help I need, which will include a Q&A service for people with dementia. One of the exciting things we're working on at the moment is a book. Basically, it's going to be along the lines of Dementia Discussed, the 25 most commonly asked questions about dementia answered. When people have a diagnosis, they often have a lot of questions. It would be really great to have a simple book explaining in layperson's terms about these most commonly asked questions.
And obviously, if any of our listeners have got any questions, they can drop them into us and we can just pass them straight on to you to go into your book, hopefully.
Yes, that would be brilliant.
And how else can people contact you or find you?
I'm quite happy for people to contact me via my mobile. It's 07411947200. Just leave a message or send me a text. It would be great to hear from you. That's 07411947200.
And also each week we'll be talking about subjects to do with the elderly on issues and topics that them, their relatives or carers might find useful. Thank you for joining me today, Karen.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you for your time.